Curious Couple, episode 41.
You're tuned into The Curious Couple for the Curious Ear with your hosts, TNA. Get ready to have your curiosity piqued while exploring what it's like to live out fantasies with this fun, fit, and sexy duo.
Hey guys, welcome back. I'm T.
And I'm A.
And we are coming
I don't even know how to do this anymore because it's been so long.
It has been a long time. We're in our bedroom. I've talked A into doing a podcast. It's been long enough. I think I may have put some guilt on her.
Yeah, it's been a while.
But full disclosure here, this is not going to be the sexiest of podcasts we've done before.
Yeah, and in my defense, we haven't exactly been anywhere since the last time we podcasted.
Yourself. Yeah, we haven't been wild or crazy. The last time we got wild and crazy, you guys heard about it with our hotel adventure party. We've been pretty busy with home life, and it's kind of kept us from getting away on the weekends, and and so we haven't been wild and crazy and exciting, but
not for lack of trying. I've tried
to set up another massage experience, but that kind of fell short on a couple of occasions. Have I tried something else?
No, I was just thinking our massage guy went off and like got married or something.
Yeah.
Got in a relationship.
His loss.
Boo. Anyway.
Yeah. So we've got plans for some fun stuff coming up, but nothing exactly right around the corner.
Dirty Vegas.
Getting married while we're there.
Yeah.
We are going to Naughty in New Orleans in July.
Mm-hmm. We'll be here before you know it.
Yeah. And then we're also probably going to try Desire for a honeymoon.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
And, maybe wishful thinking, but I'd like to make a cruise happen at the end of the year. That, Bliss cruise, maybe. I'm not really sure what, but yeah, so we're, and we'll get to Dallas and do some fun stuff. I'm sure we can only go so long being normal.
Yeah. Normal.
So the reason, we're doing this podcast tonight is a very real topic, something we've gotten a lot of emails about. It's
not something that I want to talk about, but
well, we've put it off for a while, obviously, by the fact that we haven't done a podcast in a while, but we figured this would be a good subject, and that is sexually transmitted diseases.
Yeah.
And the lifestyle. And people seem to reach out to us because at this point we sound like we know what we're talking about. And
well, that's a hot topic. I mean, and just when we talked about, I don't know, you would probably know the number and title of the podcast, but when we had the little slip up where somebody wasn't careful,
that was a kind way of putting it.
Yeah,
when someone took advantage and didn't use protection,
right? We got a lot of emails regarding
that
topic and safety in the lifestyle. And it's, I don't know, it's not that, I don't know what the word is. It's not like it's taboo. I mean, obviously we're all safe. We talk about it, but it's not something that's discussed often.
Well, I think part of it is because we run in the same circles. So we're seeing the same folks who are of the like same mindset, or they're friends with people we know, and you know, we can trust them to a certain extent of what protocols are, I guess.
Right.
And so I think if we were branching out and meeting total strangers all the time, this probably could be a bigger concern or a challenge that we'd run into from time to time more often. But I don't know. How do we jump into this?
I don't know. My stomach's in knots just thinking about it. But
all right. First things first. We don't have any STDs.
No.
And we haven't gotten any STDs.
No. And obviously, we are safe.
We're safe. We use condoms. We don't have sex with everybody.
No.
A likes to say she is full swap situational.
Yeah.
And I would say I am maybe...
It's easier for you. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if that's good or bad, but you've had more partners out here than I have,
yeah,
I guess.
It's true.
I don't even know where to start. So as far as like from a female perspective, we're just going to hashtag real talk. Let's just get down to the nitty gritty. So a big concern and issue for me in the lifestyle has been I get not STD infections, but infections, yeast infections, bacterial infections very easily. And just using a condom throws my pH off and I can have an infection. What were you about to say?
I was just going to add to it. Keep going. I'll jump in.
So for me, that and just being exposed to other people's mouths and hands, and there was a
different condoms.
Yeah, different condoms, different lubes. There was a time that I remember in the hotel, I don't know if we talked about it or not, but I thought I had a full-on and I guess I did, allergic reaction to a new lube that
and
we were using.
It was with me.
It was with you.
We weren't even playing with anyone else.
Yeah, because that would have been, I mean, not super embarrassing, but like, oh my God, I was on fire. Like, it was painful.
Well, yeah, you would have also had other thoughts of, oh my God, did I contract something? Or is there something else going on?
So, in the first few times, I mean, thankfully, I got a hold of one of our friends in Dallas, one of the last times we were there, that said, oh no, that happens to me too. Because honestly, I thought it was just me. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm the only one that, I'm at my doctor every time we go down there just about to get on medicine for either a yeast or bacterial infection, because it's always something. Mm-hmm. And it's scary. I'm not going to lie. There was times where I thought, oh my God, what are we doing? I'm coming back with chlamydia, or, you know.
Well, you say that, and I think we should get into our more recent,
we'll get there. But, okay. I was building to that, because this has been an issue I've had from the very beginning.
Right.
Even before I was having sex. I mean, just being with a woman would change things for me. I mean, anytime we would go.
Yeah, there would be new fingers, new mouths, new. Yeah.
And I'm just so sensitive that I feel like I'm easily off balance. So there's that. And I think that's, now that I've actually talked to somebody about it, I realize that it's common. Like, that's a normal thing. And I think she even told me she's open and honest with her doctor, who told her, you know, that's normal. I mean, there's different people, there's different condoms, you know, that's going to be, that's going to throw things off. I, however, cannot be that honest with my doctor, because she's a personal friend. So I just, I don't know. Health department would be what I would suggest people do. I've recently had testing and stuff done, because I was getting those infections so chronically that we wanted to make sure it was nothing else. But I don't know that I would feel comfortable asking her to test me every time I'm there, because how do I explain that when, you know, here I am, I'm married and I'm asking you, or I'm telling you I have multiple sex partners. I'm not comfortable doing that.
Okay. Let's just jump into it.
Yeah.
So we had a very real scare recently. Not as in our last trip, but
A few months ago,
we'll just be real here in this talk.
Well, it was after vacation. So there was multiple, I mean, it doesn't matter, because it all ended well, but it was after multiple playtimes, everything, we were safe everywhere, but I come back again with my infection, which I kind of knew that I would just because we've been in Mexico. Anytime I'm in a hot tub, I mean, I knew it was coming. So when I got those symptoms, it wasn't all that concerning.
Right. But I started to get symptoms.
Yeah.
And before I knew it, it burned when I peed. And I'm like, okay, that's a telltale sign. Yeah. I have something. So pretty freaked out. And I go to the health department. And that was an interesting experience, because I've never been to the health department before. And it turns out they were totally limited on what they could do. You know, I've had a urinary tract infection before, and it felt similar to this. And I went in there and I explained, like, you know, I've had a urinary tract infection before. It feels similar to this. And they're like, well, we can't even test for that. We don't have that ability here. I'm like, okay, well, what do you have? Well, we can do gonorrhea, chlamydia, HIV, and hepatitis.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, okay, it'll be good to rule those out. Or if it is one of those, you can prescribe me something, right? And they're like, oh, no. Those tests take a week to get back. And the HIV and hepatitis will take 2 weeks. And I'm like, well, what am I doing here then?
Yeah.
They're like, well, we're not really sure. We can refund you the $20 it costs. And I'm like, well, I'm here. Let's just get on with it. And
But I think for routine testing, that would be the way to go.
Probably, yeah. It was only $20.
Yeah.
And they tested those four things. And it's kind of weird. They just don't call if you don't have anything.
Which no is, news is good news.
Yeah, so no news is good news. So here I am, like, I've put up with this now for a couple days, and I was really counting on getting something to make this go away. Mm-hmm. And the way she described it, and while talking with her, you know, I thought I had chlamydia or gonorrhea. It was just kind of a given at that point. And I'll talk about a difficult conversation where I just explained to her I'm engaged, and then she's like, so have you had any recent partners? And I'm like, yeah. Well, how many? Wait, hold on, let me think. Three? So. Maybe? Wait, including her? Three? Maybe four? I'm not sure.
You're a sleazeball.
And, you know, I could... I'm just reading her going, oh, she thinks I'm a total scumbag. And I'm like...
Not only that, but there's a little bit of a concern that this is a pretty small town. She may know me.
Well, what's funny is, so we didn't jump right into it, but we were just chatting, and, you know, she seemed to like her job. I mean, she was sitting next to a rubber penis sticking to her desk, and I made some sort of comment about, like, how's her day or how does she like her job? And she's like, I'm sitting next to a rubber penis. I like my job. I'm like, okay, she's an old bat. She was kind of crazy, and it was, you know, an easy conversation. But at one point, she's like, yeah, some of these kids these days, they're getting into these orgies or something. I don't know. I guess they're making a comeback. And I didn't say anything, but as things went along, I then had to tell her, yeah, I've had a few partners. And then I gave it a few seconds, and I went, but my fiance was involved. And she's like, oh, well, did she have multiple partners? I was like, yeah, it was. And she kind of gave me like a wink and a nod, okay, like, all right, that does sound fun. And it was, I could see how it'd be a pretty embarrassing situation, but these people have seen it all.
Yeah.
And the conversation could have been a lot weirder had I been into weirder shit. Mm-hmm. Because they were like, you know, were there prostitutes involved? And I'm like, what difference does that make? Well, there's a whole line of questioning. And I'm like, oh, okay. Were you having sex with men? I'm like, no. Why does that matter? Because there would have been a whole nother list of questioning. And I'm like, ugh. That would, like, what if that was what you were doing? And that you were in there for, oh, God. And that, like, apparently was part of their record keeping. And I'm like, I imagine these people see this some crazy stuff.
They report it to, like, the CDC. Yeah.
So it was somewhat entertaining, but unfortunately, I didn't get what I was needing, and that was answers and a prescription.
Mm-hmm.
So I then went to, I think, urgent care. And the doctor, who I'd never met before, recognized my last name because of my ex-wife, and pointed that out as he walked in the room, which put me a little uncomfortable right off the bat. So I then have to explain to him tactfully, but no way around explaining I've had multiple partners. Yes, I'm in a
committed
relationship. No, I'm not a sleazeball. She was involved. And I take another urine test, but now they can let me know by the next day. And through talking about this, he basically is like, yeah, you either have chlamydia or gonorrhea. Whether you do or you don't, we can start treating it and, you know, make the symptoms better. And I'm like, fine, let's do that. So I pee in a cup, I leave, I go get a prescription, I start taking it. And by the morning, I'm already feeling better. And the results come the next day, and I don't have either one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have chlamydia or gonorrhea.
Yay.
Yeah, thank God. But I think I was talking to him or his nurse, and I was explaining, and they were like dumbfounded, like, well, and then I think I may have pointed out the fact of what A goes through and this constant battle with bacteria, and he basically came to the conclusion I had gotten either some sort of yeast or bacteria from her in her situation, and it was affecting, and the antibiotics were fixing it, and that was my issue. But needless to say, the two of us were stopped in our tracks going, wait a second, what are we doing?
Our vacation high like suddenly plummeted, like, well, fuck.
Yeah, but we were still in good enough spirits to do that last podcast while in that. Were we experiencing that at the time?
I mean, I don't know that we were like...
It was like a delayed reaction. Yeah. It took a couple days.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyways, yeah, it was a little bit of a buzzkill on the good vibes of the vacation, but it got us to talking and kind of got us to kind of pull the reins back a little bit and go, well, you know, are we being safe? Are we being careful? Is this the right thing to do? And it, you know, I think A was out of the lifestyle for about 24 hours.
Oh, yeah, done. I threw my hat in the ring a few times. And then, that was one of them.
Yeah. But as you guys heard from our last podcast, we got over it.
We rallied. I'm trying to think, what was the last time I quit?
I was going to say, she's quit a couple times. She's a little bit of a quitter.
The condom thing, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I quit then, too.
Yeah. So
I think that's just how it's going to go for me. I think that's probably normal. Because you have highs and lows, and there's, I'm sure this is just the beginning of it. There's going to be experiences and times where we have to assess, is this worth it? You know, what we're going through right now. And it may need a little pause here and there.
Well, I think there's a reason we go someplace else to do what we do, because we can take a big
step back
from it. Yeah. And we don't have to be immersed in it. You know,
because we want it to be fun. We want it to add to our relationship, not take from it. And in those moments, I think even if it's just for a few days, it's taking from us. You know, it's like, whoa, this isn't what I signed up for. This isn't fun. And it's scary.
The fact of thinking we have an STD.
Yes. Yeah. Or like the guy not using a condom. Those are the two moments that stick out in my head of this isn't what I signed up for.
Right. Right. And, you know, we understand just in the nature of what we're doing, we're playing with fire a little bit. But that's part of the fun. And, and we know, you know, we have each other's backs. We're not going anywhere. Yeah. Nothing's going to break between us.
Well, and I think this, you know, having the test come back negative and realizing we kind of freaked out over nothing kind of reinforces the fact that we're being careful. We are. We're being safe. I mean, I don't know what the actual percentage of our odds are for getting something like that, but we're using condoms.
Yeah.
So it's probably not great.
Well, but we're engaged in oral sex without condoms.
Yeah. But I think in order to transmit, I'm sure there's somebody out there that can like email me and correct me.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll get those emails.
But I think in order to transmit something orally, like if I were giving oral, I would have to have like an open sore in my mouth to like get something or I think even give. I don't know. I mean, you'd have to have like, I'm thinking herpes or something on your mouth, and it has to get into the bloodstream. Right. Where you have to exchange fluids. It's not like I can get it from swallowing.
Yeah. So
and I don't swallow.
So needless to say, we've had people ask us what's our stance on oral sex and protection, and I guess that's coming through loud and clear in this conversation that we haven't been very concerned along those lines. Mm-hmm. But then again, we're not sticking our faces in situations that don't seem appealing. Like, I think there's some common sense involved, but we haven't really come across anything that we go, I'll pass.
Yeah.
So.
And I know you don't always know, but then again, I think what I've researched online, you know, Dr. Google says that it's not as easily to transmit stuff orally. I've never seen anybody use protection during oral.
No, I haven't either. Like ever.
Yeah, ever.
This STD situation, you know, we've been getting a lot of emails about it. We know it's kind of a risk on some level we're willing to take, and we're just taking the best precautions possible, you know, and the two times that A's been out of the lifestyle, it's been because one, someone chose not to, and two, we thought we contracted something, but in a sense, like, we learned from both of those situations. Mm-hmm. One, A knows now not to always be so trusting. And I guess what did we learn from this last one? That it pays to be safe, and it was an experience that scared the hell out of us. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, but I guess on some level, you know, knowing it could have been one of either gonorrhea or chlamydia, mm-hmm. they're curable.
Those are treatable things. There's worse things to have.
Yeah, I guess we potentially could have gotten worse, but we didn't get any of it. So
yeah. Phew. Phew. But the stuff I'm coming home with, though it's not a STD or anything major, it still sucks.
Yeah,
just for the record, it still sucks.
An inconvenience for you.
It's gotten better. For whatever reason, I used to get it just having sex with you all the time.
Right. Anything else that you want to talk about with regards to STDs?
Just don't get them and don't bring them to the table.
Yeah. If you have them, step out. But then again, I think everyone we've been around is smart enough to do that. And I think we're smart enough not to just mess with people that I don't know.
I mean, you never know. You can't sit there and say that you know, because you don't know. True. That's why you have to protect yourself and take all those steps to be as careful as you can.
Yep. So, let's wrap it up and...
wrap it up. Broom-psh.
So, what do we have next coming? What are we going to do next? We're going to go to Dallas anytime soon?
I don't know. I'm still laughing about your condom joke. That was good.
Sounds like your condom joke. It wasn't my joke.
I don't know. You know, this. We were booked on the weekends up until our trip to Vegas. But
so we have to wait till May to play with strangers?
No, I'm sure we can figure something out. Hmm. We usually do.
Well, our audience wants us to. And I'm with them.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the time of year that it gets hard to get away on the weekends.
Yeah. Well, on another note, if you guys haven't heard of Naughty in New Orleans, it's a really big event in New Orleans that is basically a swingers convention. And they have like seminars and bar crawls, and apparently people come from all over the world for it.
Mm-hmm.
Last year they did a thing for podcasters where there was live podcasting and mm-hmm. you can meet and they could vote on podcast of the year. And a lot of you guys voted for us and we really appreciate that. I don't know if they're going to do that again this year. They probably will.
We really wanted to go last year and we get to go this year. I'm so excited.
So we're going this year and you guys can go too. Go to thecuriouscouple.com. We've got a link on our website where you could check it out. And see all the information, and if you guys want, book a hotel and be part of the festivities. So we're pretty
I'm more excited just to meet some of the
other
podcast friends.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that's how listeners of any podcast feel. You feel like you're friends with them. You feel like you know them on this strangely intimate level. And then some of them we've, our Aussie friends and the Joneses, like...
Mike
we've talked
Holly.
To them. Yeah, Mike and Holly. We've had conversations with them. So you talk to these people and you just feel like you're friends. And I realize we've never even met any of these people. And we're going to get to meet them all in the same place.
Yeah,
it's going to be so much fun.
So guys, check that out. Go to our website. Like I said, we've got a link on the right-hand side of our website if you want to see what it's all about. And we will talk to you guys next time we've got an adventure lined up. Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that? You act like it's all my fault. It's not. Don't believe anything he says.
It's nobody's fault. No. A's a sport. She's game.
Mm-hmm.
She sometimes needs to be dragged, kicking and screaming, but she's game when she gets there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Well, we'll talk to you next time.
All right. Fuck you later.
See ya. Thanks again for listening to another episode of the Curious Couple Podcast. Go to our website, thecuriouscouple.com, for links to all of our podcast episodes, their show notes, lifestyle website promos, travel deals, and much more. You can find us on Twitter at TheCuriousCPL, as well as email us at TheCuriousCPL@gmail.com. Check out Swingers Date Club, otherwise known as SDC.com, and put in our promo code 25648 for your free month trial. To take advantage of this trial, you can also just click the links on our website or on the podcast notes. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. We always appreciate your ratings and reviews. Thanks again.